Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Comes on. It's wonderful. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. As I said, to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution so you're not part of the problem. Valentine's Day. Yeah. I know. You know what? I actually got an email from a couple of people who said, I blew the Christmas thing. Here's your chance. Valentine's Day. MyPillow.com, head over there. You know, Mike Lindell has been away for some of us to make money online through the MyPillow.com. So you're not actually giving, what am I going to say? You're not actually giving a donation if you don't want to. And listen, some of you do, and you donate on a regular basis. God bless you. Thank you for doing that. But really, you're getting a product, right? You can get something you can use. So here's the deal. On the 14th, you know what the 14th is, right? Valentine's Day. So what you want to do, make sure that your honey has, look, they got robes, they got slippers, they got towels, they got sheets, all kinds of stuff he's got going on there. And you can be part of the whole thing, right? You can make sure that your honey gets what it is that she's looking for. You know, think about it. You know, guys, you shop for all kinds of stuff online. Don't tell me you don't when nobody's watching. You're shopping for all kinds of stuff. So head over to MyPillow.com. Yeah, go ahead. Take your time. Write it out. I know how some of you guys are. MyPillow.com. Promo code Joe will get you anywhere from 30 to 70% off the product. I know. Is that a problem? Don't you want to save some money and get your honey something great? The return policies on these things are fantastic. So that you're able to, if she really hates it after 2 months or so, not an issue, not a problem. She can always return it. And I'm telling you, you'll be the hero. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, save 30 to 70%, and you get a great product made here in this country. I haven't said this for a while, but you think about it. You're keeping our people working. You keep money in the pockets of our people. You're allowing them to make money, pay their bills, pay their mortgage, and so on. And I don't know about you guys, but that ain't too bad, is it? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Like, you know what? I have to breathe. Our Republicans did it to us again. Now, I don't know how some of you feel about this. I know some emails I've received from some people that some of the listeners don't quite agree with me when I say, why did they waste their time? Did Johnson not know what his vote was going to be like going in? Was he just trying to out the Republicans who wouldn't vote for this? I mean, I love an explanation. And this goes back to what I've always said. How about we take these bills down to one item, one issue, This bill should have been several issues. You should have had one bill on Israel, one bill on Ukraine, one bill on shoring up the border. That way there now, we've given them the ability to play all kinds of games with this. Because we don't do it, we do a lousy, poor job of shoving this back in their faces and showing the public how they're not being genuine about it, how they're not being honest about it. That's just the border bill. Let's talk about Mayorkas. Right? And again, impeachment, no impeachment. And actually, while the Democrats were sitting there laying out the reason why the Republicans hadn't proved their point, I'm sitting listening and thinking, some of these things you've attacked Donald Trump for. About how much money he made his hotels because the Chinese government stayed there. Or government officials. You know, my God, look at that. They gave money to Trump. No, they didn't. They gave money to the hotel company. Yeah. But he still benefits from that. Right. Because Joey B didn't benefit at all from the millions and millions of dollars that were sent by the Chinese government to Hunter and others in his family, to his grandchildren. Don't know what kind of work they did. And then forwarded into his own personal account. Are you serious? You can't tie any of that together, but you could tie the furthest reaches, like Trump's call with Ukraine. You could tie that together, all kinds of nefarious stuff. Just I'm telling you, it's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us, really, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. As you know, I love to say part of the solution, because if you got the information, boy, that was the Italian to me, right? If you've got the information, if you have the information, you know how to speak to others, and you know how to potentially work on the problem, right? So I've asked retired Border Patrol agent Christopher Harris to join me in a little bit. He was a patrol agent. I mean, he was an agent with the Border Patrol, obviously. He's been in it for like 36 years. And some of the things that he sees happening, some of the things that he sees going on, it just floors him. He's going to give us some insight as to what's going on with the Border Patrol morale. Seeing the money that's being given to Ukraine and not us. Ukraine to protect themselves. We're going to give all that money to Ukraine to protect themselves, but we can't have any money to protect ourselves? Is that illegal? Is that something we shouldn't be doing? We're America. We don't do stuff like that. Joe Mazzino, host. I got to go calm down. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of it. It's always said to you, be part of the solution. You do that by getting informed. You do that by learning about the issue or the item that you want to talk about. And I keep telling you, just because I have a mic doesn't mean I'm an expert. Far from. But I bring on people who have a clue and that are on. Today's border bill that was trying to be pushed on us actually did nothing for us. And I know that some people said, well, the Border Patrol did approve of the bill or did endorse the bill. That's not true. They only endorsed a small portion of the bill. Most of the money, I can't believe how much money you're sending to Ukraine to help support Ukraine when we need the money here. Finish the wall, number one. Give the Border Patrol the amount of agents and the resources they need to do their job. Follow the law, and you'll watch everything change. But they can't do anything of that because then what that says is Trump was right. And we can't have that. So anyway, as I said, I don't pretend to be an expert. I don't play a Border Patrol agent on the air or anything like that. So I've got Christopher Harris joining me. He's a retired Border Patrol agent, and, you know, he knows what's going on down there. He knows what was going on down there, I think, during the Trump era. Did you not, Chris?
Yeah, I worked under five administrations. I will tell you, we know what works. We know. It's not one of these things where, like, well, we don't know where it works. It did. Look, I don't like Trump. I don't personally like him. I wouldn't want him dating my daughters. But I judge him on what he did, Joe. And what he did worked. He actually said to the National Border Patrol Council, who I was an officer with, that's our labor union, we actually endorsed him. And he said, I'm going to consider you guys my subject matter experts, not some Harvard professor, not some La Rosa attorney, but you guys. And he asked us what we needed, and we told him, and he did it, and it worked. And so when Biden was elected, I was like, okay, I'm going to give this guy a chance. I respect the President of the United States. I respect the office of the President of the United States. On day one, he undid almost everything that Trump had done. And that's why we're at where we are now. It's the worst it's ever been, ever, on the border. They can talk about seasonal and this and that. It's crap. They're lying. It is the worst it's ever been.
And you have Mayorkas up there saying that he's following the law. You have Mayorkas up there saying it's the Republicans' fault that they can't secure the border because they're not giving them the resources they needed. But I was thinking, they had those resources before Biden. What happened?
So a couple things happened. One was, and the biggest one was the migrant protection protocols, which everybody calls the Remain in Mexico policy. We had found, starting around 2016-17, that the cartels, the smuggling organizations, and make no bones about it, everything that comes across the southwest border that's illicit or illegal is controlled by or owned directly by the cartels. Yep. So we found out what they were doing was, they were giving them scripts. So depending on what area of the world you were from, you would have a script. Well, I'm from Nepal. Oh, my God, there's a Maoist insurrection. Now do that after that, you know, that ended 8 years ago. Or I'm from China. And they would say, and this is stuff I've actually done. I was interviewing a guy from China that I had arrested. And I'm asking to an interpreter why he's coming here. He wants asylum. And asylum is a great law. Nobody wants to get rid of it. But it's been so abused by the organizations, the smuggling organization, and now this administration, that it's almost meaningless. It was meant basically somebody's trying to commit genocide against your government. So this guy says, I'm Chinese, I'm a Christian. Now, we do know that the Chinese government cracks down on Christians. We know that. I'm a Christian. Sure. I'm not a great one. I need to work on it, but I'm a Christian. So I asked him, I said, so tell me about Jesus Christ. So again, I'm not a great Christian, but I know the basic tenets of my faith. And he looks at me and says, he was a friend of Buddha's. Well, they were 1,000 years apart, JC and Buddha were not cracking beers together. So the guy was not a Christian, so he's lying. So what we found was that they were abusing the asylum system, which is basically you set foot on American soil, we have to let you go pending some nebulous future court date. Well, Trump met with the president of Mexico, who's a socialist. I don't know if he directly met with him, but anyway, and he did the businessman thing. It was carrot and stick, and I know what both were offered. And there was a lot of stick. So Obrador agreed to it. If people had traveled through his country and we caught them, they're claiming asylum, they'd be sent back to Mexico and they would wait their turn in line, which is a very American, you know, thing. You wait in line, you wait your turn. And then they would have a hearing before an asylum officer and they'd be adjudicated. And if you met the requirements, welcome to America. God bless, you're safe. But if you didn't, oh well, so sad, too bad, stay in Mexico, go back to where you came from. We're getting people now, because Joe Biden did that, President Biden undid that. We're getting people from over 170 countries around the world. Okay, so you tell me that two-thirds of the countries around the world are so bad, you have to come here to be safe. So that was one of the huge things he did. The other thing that Mayorkas and him are doing is there's a parole thing. And it says by a case-by-case, that's adjudicated case-by-case by the Attorney General or the Director of Homeland Security, that let's use an example. You're in Mexico. You need a certain type of brain surgery. The only place you get is in L.A. Yes, you can get parole to go and get it, and then you leave. They're doing it by 10,000 people at a time. That's not parole anymore. You're abusing the law. So for Mayorkas to say he's on law, he's simply lying. I mean, I will state that point by the National Border Patrol Council, who I'm no longer an officer with. But they'll tell you that. He's lying. He's the worst. And this administration just doesn't care. They don't follow the law. They do what they want. And so we've had 6 million people enter in the last few years. 6 million. And they're not really vetted. So don't let anybody tell you that. They're not really vetted. We can't. They come from a country that has no computer systems. How are we going to access whether they were arrested before? We don't. We don't know.
You know, I have so many questions for you. One of them is, to your point a minute ago, you said you don't like Trump. You know what I'm, and I get it. I really do get it. But you're willing to take the guy that you don't like and allow him to do a job you know he will do. And right. What I don't understand, what's that?
Oh, yeah, not I know he will do. I know he did because he did
right.
it, so yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you have the Border Patrol, police unions, and what have you. They keep shooting themselves in the foot, which you would, because now some of them are supporting Biden, and you're going, well, wait a minute, you're screaming about how much resources you don't get. He's not for the police department. He's killing people on the border, and I don't mean just people coming over. I mean, the Border Patrol agents are in a lot of danger. He's not giving them what they need. I don't understand.
Well, I will correct you. The National Border Patrol Council, which represents the Border Patrol agents, is the union for the Border Patrol. They're vehemently opposed to President Biden, and they are very supportive of former President Trump. We endorse him. This is the first time we ever endorsed a presidential candidate, and we endorsed President Trump.
Right. This time around, coming up in 24?
I guarantee you I shouldn't say that. I can't speak for Brandon Judd, who's the president, and the others on the National Council. I would suggest very strongly that they will.
Okay.
They did it in 2016. I think they're going to do it again. I think they did it in 2020, and I think they'll do it in 2024 because we're losing agents. Look, I've never seen agents quit, and they're just like, I can't do this anymore. And a lot of these guys are former military. Out here in San Diego, we get a lot of former Marines and Navy because they were stationed out here, but we get a lot of former military. I mean, we even get special operators. There were SEALs and Rangers and this and that.
Christopher, you got to hang tight. We got to go for commercial. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more with the retired Border Patrol agent Christopher Harris when we return.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA News Update. According to a federal appeals court decision made today, former President Donald Trump is not immune from prosecution for alleged crimes he committed during his presidency to reverse the 2020 election result. The three-judge panel voted unanimously, saying that President Trump has become Citizen Trump. The Senate's border deal and foreign aid package was released Sunday, and if it's passed, it could seriously cut off asylum at the U.S. southern border and dramatically change immigration law for the first time in decades. But Speaker Mike Johnson declares the deal dead on arrival and said it actually won't fix a thing. Large parts of Chile are now being turned to ash in what's believed to be the country's deadliest wildfire. The fires have claimed at least 123 lives, and hundreds of people are still missing. Corey Myers, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I appreciate so much the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let me bring him back on. Christopher Harris, a retired Border Patrol agent, and man, he's got 35 years in the business. So I always say to you, the guy with the mic isn't the expert. It's who we bring on are the experts. I have no clue. I would handle the border totally different. I would dig a 12-foot moat and fill it up with all the right creatures. Anyhow, sorry, Christopher. I'm so irritated with this, and not just, you know, hearing what you have to say, other guests I've had on, what I read, the information I get. It is a lawless, totally lawless scenario down there, and the only ones that seem to have any control of it is the cartel. And that's sad.
Joe, you say that, and you're chuckling, and I get it, but I got to tell you, there's whole national parks on the border where there are signs to basically warn you not to go in, because we, in all intents and purposes, we ceded them to the cartel. These are U.S. lands, national parks. Don't go in there; it's dangerous because the cartels own it.
God, just amazing. I saw the equipment that they had, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, this is one of those things where you need to send the National Guard / Army, whatever you need to send down there, and take it back. I do not know what we're, I shouldn't say I don't know what we're afraid of. I know that this current administration is not interested in doing that at all. But, Christopher, there's a one, and I don't know how what it's called, but isn't there a one-country rule? It's kind of like if you come over from Mexico, it's easier to get into the country than if you're a full country away or two guys. You let people from China in. How does that work? Isn't that against the law?
So the U.N. has said, even though the U.N. is really a big push behind this, the U.N. actually is. There's others. When the first caravan came up in 2018, our intel was very good. Our intel unit. They tracked it back to Venezuelan intelligence, was part of it, George Soros and others. So if Venezuelan intelligence is behind like a caravan coming up, then that means Cuban intelligence, that means Russian intelligence. This is an assault on us. But the rule generally in the UN is once you get to the first country you get to, where you're out of the country where you're unsafe, then you stay there. You don't get to pick and choose. And yet we're gleefully, blissfully, deliberately ignoring that. So if you came from, we're getting people from like Mali, Malawi, Nepal, all over the place, even countries that we know are safe, Costa Rica, a lot of people move down there to, you know, live. They're coming here through various countries, and yet we're still letting them in. That's not how it's supposed to work under our laws, and it's not supposed to, even under the UN. Is that the first country you get to that's safe, that's where you stay. So we get people that come from a country, fly to Germany, you're safe there,
yeah.
And then they fly to Mexico and cross the border.
Yep.
Why is that allowed?
We're lawless. I mean, under this, I'm just going to say it, under this administration, as far as I'm concerned, we are totally lawless. It's just amazing.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
We knew it worked, and then we undid it, and now we act like, oh, it's all Republicans' fault. Look, there's a lot of blame to go around. I do speaking engagements, Joe, and I will cast blame on Republicans because we've had Republican House, Republican Senate, Republican President, and we didn't do a lot, almost anything. But I will say this is deliberate, and I think it's done with malice aforethought, that we are lawless, and we knew it worked, and we deliberately made it so it wouldn't work, but then we blame, like, Republicans for that. No, that's on this administration. They deliberately undid things that worked.
Yeah, Christopher, I've been pushing for 15 years to say, how about one-issue bills, right? This bill should have been an issue, you know, a border safety issue for the U.S., period. That's it. We should have had, you know, help Israel bill, and that was it. Help Ukraine. These should have been four or five or six different bills that they had to vote on individually to see truly where they're
at. I agree with you.
Great spin job on these things.
Joe, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, look, I actually do supporting Ukraine. I think Russia is bad. Putin is bad. It's not our troops dying. Let's support them. I do. I supporting Israel. It's funny to me when people say Trump is anti-Semitic. Like, you do get his grandchildren are Jewish, right? I understand that. He moved the embassy from, you know, Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Nobody else had done that. But your point is very correct, is that this should have been different bills to fix the border, secure it, to support Israel. Hopefully they would have voted for that and said yes. To support Ukraine, hopefully they would have voted for that and said yes. But they would have all been standalone. And to say, well, they're all tied up now. And I saw the Senate bill, and there's a few good things in there, but on the whole, it is not good.
Oh, it's a disaster. Yeah. So,
Christopher, you know, five deaths people a day. Wow.
We're seeing mainstream media, they're showing pictures of people coming through, you know, holes in the fence, and this and that, because you see, the fence didn't work, or the wall didn't work anyhow, and blah, 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 blah. Give me your professional opinion. I mean, it wasn't just the wall. It was the wall. It was the patrols. It was the lighting. It was the camera, right? It was
correct.
More than
thank
one
you,
thing.
Joe. Oh, Joe, you couldn't be more correct. We found that we need three things on the border, and then we need internal enforcement. The three things we need on the border is technology, cameras, sensors, things like that. That's all good. We need infrastructure, and that counts a fence. We didn't get a wall. We didn't want a wall. We wanted a fence. We wanted to be able to see through and see our adversaries when they're
right.
Staging ambushes on us. I got ambushed. I got smashed in that with a rock. I was out of work for almost 3 years. Traumatic brain injury. You need the infrastructure. The fence is very important. And then you need, of course, boots on the ground. Because the other two things are worthless without the troops on the ground, the boots on the ground, the border patrol agents.
Right.
I will say about fencing, I think it's amazing. For people that are progressive or left of center, and I'm not even talking about liberal, like way left of center,
right.
That they say fences don't work. Well, then why did you erect them around D.C. after January 6th? You erected them everywhere. You put fences everywhere. You have fences around Fort Knox. You have fences around military bases. Now, of course, you have people to patrol it and enforce it. But what infrastructure does is slows people down, gets us a chance to respond to it.
Yep.
And it's a pure psychological thing. It's you know, like you are crossing something, and if you do, you're going to pay a penalty. And if, make no bones about it, a lot of people on the left will say, oh, it's not really illegal to jump the fence. Yeah, it is. AUSC, United States Code 1325, entry without inspection, is a misdemeanor. In fact, all these asylum seekers that are claiming asylum when they touch foot in the U.S., if they're not crossing to a port of entry, they're still amenable to prosecution for AUSC 1325, but they won't be. They'll never prosecute. But they are actually, even though they're claiming asylum, they're violating the law by not going through the ports of entry because they don't want to wait. They jump the fence. And then they just give up to the nearest border patrol agent. We have to transport them back, babysit them, process them, and move them on. And that's why a lot of border patrol agents are quitting, because they feel like we are now part of the cartel. We're part of the smuggling organization. We're the northern end. We're doing what they used to pay people to do. We are the load drivers. We are the stash house, the load house. Guys are quitting because of that, Joe.
I saw the vans that were pulling up to openings in the fence, and you'd see 20 or 30 of these people go flying out of the van, and you know, then they take off, and you'd be, the thing showed like an hour later. They're at a different hole in a different fence with another group of people. You know,
yeah.
I hope that driver's making some good money. He's doing a lot of work there. You know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous.
The other thing, Joe, is we found out the cartels learned this very quickly, that we could push, they could push a group of 400, 500 across, and then we have to pull agents from like 50 miles away on the border to transport them, process them. Well, meanwhile, that's when the cartels put through the bad things, the fentanyl, the opioids, the high-value targets, the people that are real bad criminals that don't want us to talk to them, don't want us to touch them, or the terrorists. And so the cartels have learned that. Throw 500 people across, have them claim asylum. All the agents are pulled 50 miles around. They go to the stations. They process them. They transport them. They feed them. They do all that. There's nobody on the border. Literally nobody.
Yeah, I got to ask you, Christopher, because right now I keep a news TV up. And you keep a TV on in the room with the news on it, and they're showing these people coming, you know, through the fence and what have you. And what I find really interesting, and nobody else seems to really want to talk about it, they're not wearing shredded clothing. They're not carrying shopping bags.
Nope,
they got big backpacks, brand new phones, decent-looking sneakers and clothing. And I'm going, okay, really? Help me out here.
So I'm going to tell you something that's really scary to me. So we're almost in a shooting war with Russia. I mean, it's you know, it's not good.
Right.
So last year I was on the border. I went down with an agent, a boss, actually, who was retiring. She took me down for my last official border tour. And I stopped, and there's two agents that I knew, and they had 30 people on the ground. All 30 had just walked up to them and given up. They walked through the Tijuana River. There's no fence because it's a river, so they just walked through. And they were from all over the world. I mean, there was Brazilians, there was Nepalese, there was Malians, there was Malawians. They were all over. There was three sitting there, two women and a guy, all younger, all very well-dressed. The guy was what we call the military-age male. He was buff. He had a crew cut. And I'm thinking, can anybody say Spetsnaz or, you know, anything like that? I mean, they changed the name of the KGB, now RSV or whatever it's called. But can anybody, is nobody worried about we're going to take them in, release them? The guys are Russian. They're all for Russia.
Yeah.
They're all for Russia.
Nobody
and
cares.
It's crazy to me that we're letting Chinese people like this into our country who can be doing whatever they're ordered to do whenever they're ordered to do.
Well, we got to go for a break here. One of the things... For what you're saying is, I don't believe if it wasn't for the border rush, we would have all these pro-Palestinian things going on across the country. Be back in a minute. Yeah, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, or Xing, or whatever the heck it's called now. But I do appreciate you guys being involved, being engaged. Retired Border Patrol agent Christopher Harris with 35. I keep telling people, there's a lot of guys out there with a microphone. They have no expertise. They know how to talk. That's about it. You need to listen to the experts that they bring on, or in my case that I bring on, because they're the ones that have been in it. They've been involved in it. They've been down in the mud with it, and they're the ones that really know what's going on. So I'm really pleased to have Christopher with me, and Christopher, thanks for being on the show.
Joe, my pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
You know, as you were talking in the last segment, I was thinking of all those videos that I see where you have these train loads, and they're not inside. They're on the top of these trains, and they're riding up from South America all the way up through Mexico. And I've often said, why doesn't Mexico stop them? I mean,
well,
it's got to be illegal.
Mexico started stopping them under Trump. They really did, because, again, we got the migrant protection protocols in place to remain in Mexico. Right. So Mexico realized, like, oh, these people are going to stay here when they're not allowed into the U.S. right away. So Mexico did start cracking down on their southern border. They put razor wire up. They had troops. They stopped the trains. They stopped and took people off. And then under Biden, now the president of Mexico, Obrador, who's such a socialist, he's now basically saying, yeah, I'm not going to ever do that again. Well, I have a feeling Trump is president. He will find a way to make him do it again. So right now, it's just, I'm sure money goes, the cartel's making more money now on illegal aliens and asylum seekers than it is on narcotics. It's never been that way. It's always been reversed.
Right.
And so that means the government, the Mexico people and the government are making that money. Understand this. I have nothing against Mexico. I told you my wife's from Guadalajara. You know, when we have parties at our house, I'm the only Anglo in there. you know, and I know you're an immigrant. Your family's an immigrant from Italy. But let's understand that the Mexican government is Mexico. Unfortunately, though it's a beautiful country and beautiful people, it's a failed nation state. So it is really a dual government, the cartels and the government, and the government basically gives in to the cartels. They get paid for it. It's, you know, in English, the saying is lead or silver, you know, gold or, you know, money.
Oh, yeah.
So
same,
the government,
same saying in Sicily, right?
The money.
I mean, pretty much.
What's that?
Same saying in Sicily, right?
Yeah, the Cosa Nostra. Yeah, exactly. So there are people in the government of Mexico, and I don't care. I'm not calling anybody out by name, but there's tons of them. They're making tons of money for this. So, of course, they're not going to crack down. And they don't want to crack down. So, but it's doable. They did it. They did it under the last administration. They did it. And again, I will reiterate, I do not like Donald Trump. I do not like him. I don't think he's probably a good person, but I think he's good for our country. I think
he
is.
Look at Christopher. Take the names, take the personalities, take the party affiliations out, look at the numbers under the last guy, and look at the numbers under this guy. You couldn't. There is no way in God's creation, unless you're just a born liar, that you can say, oh, we're much better off now.
Well, there's a lot of people that watch, and I hate the name mainstream media because they're not mainstream, but legacy.
Right.
And they believe,
I like
what
that.
They have stories about that with CNN and all that, where they did a story with me about getting rocked in the head, and then they spiked it because it was too pro-abortatory. You're just telling stories about me getting rocked in the head from a smuggler. Okay. So they see that, and they truly believe that. I have disagreements with friends of mine who are like, no, Chris, it's not bad on the board. Like, did you ever work on the border? Do you live near the border? So you're in New York. I had an argument with a lady one time. She says, well, the New York Times said this. I said, you can look up my name in the New York Times. I've done articles in the New York Times. I'm quoted by the New York Times. However, the way they do it is they call from Manhattan, they call me, and they ask me questions. They don't come down to the border. So you're telling me that you've never been to the border, and you're going to take the word of somebody who's never been to the border, or somebody who's actually worked on the border. And she said, yes. I said, I don't know how to process that. Okay.
Oh, you can't.
People are going to argue about it. People are going to disagree. There are people that think the border is secure, and it's, you know, the numbers tell otherwise, but they're not watching the videos. One of the problems I had, Joe, except for people like you and others, I mean, I've been on Tucker Carlson, but most of the media in the U.S., I had times with more international media, the BBC, the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, the Canadian Broadcasting, I mean, all over the world would come down to the border, actually come and visit me, go on a border tour with me. But I couldn't get the American, the national press involved.
And you won't. You won't. I mean, look at their history over the years. It's not going to happen. Yeah.
And so that's why you get people that are really, they're not lying. They just believe what they're being told blindly as your little zombie feeding came on. That's exactly what's happened to a lot of them. It's like, I was told this. I have to believe it. And, by the way, I hate Donald Trump. That orange man is so bad, he's going to become king, he's going to take over the country. No, he's not. Nobody's going to allow it. No. Even guys like me that will vote for him, I'm not going to allow Donald Trump to just set himself up as a dictator. It's not going to happen.
Oh, I agree with you. I would have been there in line with you, dragging him out of the White House. Remember they said, oh, he's never going to leave. He's never going to leave the White House. You've got to get him out now, right? You go, no, he'll leave because the MAGA people will drag him out. You know, there's no fact. With that whole J6, and I don't want to get too deep into it with you, because, with that whole J6 thing, and a couple of days later, I'm on the show and I'm saying, look, I'm not a Pollyanna here, but people who truly wear the MAGA hat, people who truly believe in this country, people who truly love the Constitution are not going to break into the Capitol building and smash windows. And you know, you even heard one guy screaming, don't break anything, don't break anything, because he knew that that's not how the MAGA people operate. So
you're 100% right, and I don't get into that either because that's not my wheelhouse. But I will say that, like, look, the Supreme Court, for an example, I don't want a conservative. I want a constitutionalist.
Bingo.
That's what I want.
Yep.
And what I will tell you that I worked for five different law enforcement agencies in my 36-year career. You said 35, I was 36. But I'm not going to quibble over 1 year. 36 years. I started when I was 18. As a New York State correctional officer, worked at a fun little place called Sing Sing. Then I became a cop and a detective and moved on to federal. 36 years, five different agencies. I have never seen men and women, and they were all good. Everybody I worked with was great, but I've never seen men and women like the Border Patrol. Again, a lot of former military. These people believe in the Constitution. They believe in it. I watched a female agent let an Iranian go, who's a naturalized citizen, after 9/11, and they wanted to discipline her. She did all the records checked. I had to get involved and say to the guy, "What you wanted her to arrest him for what? He's a naturalized U.S. citizen. Oh, well, he's on a special interest list. All right, you can make up any list you want. Doesn't make it lawful for her to arrest this guy.
Right.
And so they wanted to discipline her. By the way, she's Mexican. And she stood up for the Constitution. She ran every record check she could on the radio. She pulled him over. Great. Everything came back. He carried around his paperwork showing he was a naturalized citizen. She did everything. Let him go. By the way, he was adopted. Let him go. And then they wanted, from D.C., they wanted to discipline her. And as a union official, I got involved. And I just went crazy on that, like, you guys understand the Constitution, right? You can't do this. You can say you want something done. Doesn't make a Constitution. And so our men and women, the U.S. Border Patrol, and I'm so fond of them. I so much love them. They are so much for the Constitution. They are not out there trampling people's rights. And flipping back to that Trump, they're not. Nobody's going to allow him to stay past his term. That's not going to happen.
You're right. Nobody who voted for him. No constitutional-loving American that voted for him is going to allow him to hang out longer than he should, you know?
Nope, that's not true. So what we want, though, is, look, I'll say I wanted Ronnie DeSantis. One, because he's a lot younger, and I like the things he does.
Yep.
And I like the fact he's a Navy SEAL and all that. But he's out. He bowed out gracefully. Okay. Yep. So I am left with the only person I think that's going to secure the border. And I don't want to get against that on my wheelhouse, so I'm not going to talk about other things. For the border, if you care about the border, we've never had 6 million people come through, and we don't know who most of them are. I mean, I used to ident them, fingerprint them, and I say, give me a name, make it up. It's going to be the one that goes with these fingerprints. You want to call yourself Mickey Mouse? Cool. We had an El Salvadorian one time, and after being questioned by intel units, they were going to give him paperwork, notice to appear, and let him out the door. On the way out, he said, in Spanish, and we all speak Spanish, he said, well, I thought those homicides in El Salvador, those murders, would cause me grief. Whoa, hold on, let's go back in. And the intel unit ended up having to call the Salvadorian consulate, and the guy had five homicides in El Salvador, which never showed up on the computer. So we called that 1040, negative derogatives. They were going to let him go. He just opened his mouth and said something stupid. But how many does that apply to? I mean, you know, if you're a terrorist, you're going to say to a guy, hey, have you ever been arrested by the U.S. Police? No, I've never been to the U.S. Have you been arrested by the military? Nope, you're going to America. And they will never know that you're a terrorist. It doesn't mean crap.
Yeah.
And so there's 6 million people that are basically unvetted that we just allowed in the last couple years into our country. Forget the economic things and all that. I mean, California just passed a law that ICE, taxpayers, are going to pay for their health care for free for illegal immigrants.
Yep.
I have to pay a lot of money for me. My wife is kidding that she's going to go back to Mexico, jump the fence, and claim that she's illegal so she can get free health care. It's just that bad. But we know.
I've been telling people to do the same thing. What do they give you? They give you $9,000 to get rolling. They give you money for this, money for that. And now they're talking about putting you up in hotel rooms. I'm like, honey, let's go.
They do it out here. The government pays an obnoxious sum to the hotel, and it's worth it. There's a high-class hotel. We have our union meetings there.
Right.
It now houses illegals because the government pays them obnoxiously obscene amount of money.
Christopher, we're up against time, so tell people to get more information about you and maybe hire you to speak.
So the easiest thing is my email. It's cookingcop@aol.com. I'm old school, so it's COOKINCOP, because I used to be a cop, at AOL.com.
AOL. I like it.
I'm old school, dude.
We're up against the clock. All right, I appreciate your time with me. We'll have you back again. People, look out for a lot more Brad Dacus and protecting your rights. We'll be back in a few minutes.